Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty. And we live and travel full time in our RV.
Now, coming up on this podcast, we have an amazing pet story for you. As a matter of fact, two of them. And a story of meeting a lot of celebrities in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. But wait, Jeff. I need to have a glass of wine first.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Wow. You pour yourself a pretty good one there.
No.
I'll have one a bit later.
All right.
You know, we've been traveling through the Southwest. We've been in Nevada. We've been in Arizona. We're back in Palm Springs right now, but we'll be headed back to Arizona because we have a wedding on April 1st. But to make a long story short, if you think that your weather has been bad and that we've just been basking in the sunlight out here in Palm Springs, think again.
Oh, yeah.
Our weather has been nuts.
Oh, my.
It's been colder than normal. There's been snow. We haven't had any snow here in Palm Springs, but you wake up in the morning and the mountains are covered with snow.
Yep, the top of the mountains have snow. It's so pretty.
But we have had a lot of high wind warnings. And just the other night, we had warnings up to 85 mile an hour winds, dust and sandstorms, and so on and so forth. Luckily, we didn't get that high of wind.
No, we did not.
But the winds that we did get were substantial, and so substantial that we literally brought in all our slides.
We did.
And, of course, you have to put everything away.
Yeah.
Can't leave anything outside. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of days later, they said another wind warning, 65-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, it's crazy around
here. Yeah, the weather everywhere has been nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a couple of stories here that we have to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this first one involves us coming back to our RV and you wanting to take a walk.
Yeah. Well, it was in the evening. It was dark out. And I just was in the mood for a walk. You didn't want to come with me.
No, I had stuff to do.
Yeah, so I said, you know what? I'll be back. I'm going to go out. I like walking around at night. You know, it's just kind of quiet and it's pretty
She likes looking at all the windows.
It's pretty safe around here. So anyway, so I go out and I start walking. And all of a sudden, I noticed there were these three people. There were two guys and a woman. And they were walking around RVs. And they had a flashlight. And
they were going in and out of the sites.
Yeah, where the patios are. And I'm thinking, ooh, are they getting ready to steal stuff?
Whoa.
What's going on, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That happens
right
here.
So I stopped and I was watching. And I heard some rattling noise. And I knew exactly what that was.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. That's when you're trying to get, like, your cat.
Oh, really?
The treats, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so she was rattling this jar. So I went over to her and I said, oh, you're looking for your cat, aren't you? And she said, yes. She said that cat got out like a week ago and they were leaving tomorrow morning.
Oh,
that
boy.
Next morning. And oh my gosh, I guess her husband is just, he was so upset. He was crying.
Yeah, he really loved the cat.
He loves the cat. They both do.
Mm-hmm.
They've had her for about 6 months,
right.
But they're very attached to her. She was a rescue and they just love her. And so
she got loose.
She got out. They know the area that she's been staying in and they just, you know, they can't seem to catch her. So, so I was walking around with her and talking to her and we were kind of looking for her. We came back to my RV and we're talking and I said, look, I said, if you don't get her, I'll keep an eye out for her. And if I get her or if I find out, I'll call you. So she gave me her name and phone number. Her name was Maria.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me her name and her phone number. And so we were walking around and we come over to my site and we look on the patio and there on the rug was this big dark spot.
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, is that her?
The cat.
And I turned on my phone flashlight and shined it. And sure enough, there was Stella.
Stella the cat.
Yeah. So the guys just, it was her husband and her brother-in-law. They had just continued walking. So she called him over. She said, we see her. She's over here. they came over and they were on my patio and they were looking with the flashlight. And I said, oh, by the way, I live here. This is mine. And she was like, oh, good. Okay. You know, because it's
awkward when you go into somebody else's site, especially in the dark of night.
It is.
Yeah.
So needless to say, Stella took off.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to walk down the street looking for her and we see her a few sites down.
Uh-huh.
And the guys are going with the flashlight and the guy says they're going to the back of an RV. And he said, she got up on the tire in the back.
Ah.
Yeah. So then the guys got on the ground. They were on their backs scooching under this RV.
Right.
With a flashlight. And they're like, she's up there, you know? So...
did she go into the engine compartment?
I guess, you know, yeah.
Wow.
So Maria and I were standing on the patio, you know, talking quietly. Of course, that's Bob's RV. We know Bob. And I thought, oh, I should knock on his door and tell him. But at the same time, I thought, I don't want to scare Stella even more with more people.
Right.
So I thought, oh, let's just be real quiet.
Yeah,
you know?
And hope Bob doesn't think somebody's stealing his catalytic converter.
I know.
God.
So then her husband comes out and says, I got to go get some gloves. Because they had seen her right before that and tried to grab her, but she hissed and she didn't want to be caught.
Yeah.
And it's like, Stella, you've got a warm place to be. Because, I mean, it's in the 40s at night here.
Yeah,
it's cold.
It's cold.
You've got a warm place with food and water and a litter box. You know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. They just want you back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so he comes back with the gloves and his brother-in-law says, I don't see her anymore. I think she's gone. I can't see her. I can't find her. So, you know, they come out from underneath and we started walking some more. And so it was getting late. And I said, you know what? I got to go. But I will call you, you know, if anything happens, if we find her. Because they were leaving the next day. But luckily, they didn't have to get out of here till 11 because they weren't going to be going far.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, sure enough, I get a text and she said, we got her.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I was so relieved. I was so happy. Apparently, they took her favorite toy, mm-hmm. which is a mouse on a string.
Well, of course.
And she had come out from under that RV. She must have been up there all night.
Oh, yeah.
Come out and mm-hmm. wanted the toy.
Oh, yeah.
And they were able to get her.
Well, that's good.
So that was relief.
That story ended really well.
Because it's sad, because you do see stray cats in the RV parks. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes they'll get out.
Yeah, they get loose.
Yeah, and if the people can't get them and they have to leave, then they have to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that a lot.
Yeah.
It's really funny. There's a story on Instagram of a couple who have a schoolie.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big school bus, mm-hmm. and they and their family live and travel in that. And it's really interesting because they have 5 pets. Mm-hmm. They have a dog and 4 cats.
Wow.
And they show pictures of how they take the cats out and walk them. They have to be on kind of like a leash
mm-hmm.
because they'll run off, you know. And, you know, when you're RVing, you're not in one place too long sometimes, you know. Well, I guess this one time they left a window open a little bit and a cat got out of the school bus.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, they didn't realize it until they were 500 miles away and realized that they were missing a cat.
I would imagine if you have 4 cats... cats like to go in things and mm-hmm. sleep and hide. So I guess they just didn't check to make sure they were all there.
Probably
something.
Not. So they thought, oh boy, you know, they made a few phone calls and tried to reach a few people where they had been before. Mm-hmm. No luck. Well, they're 1,000 miles away a few days later, and they get a phone call from an animal shelter.
Wow.
And they say, we got your cat.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody brought the cat in.
Wow.
They found the cat. It was a stray cat.
Must have had a chip in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
So anyway, they wanted the cat, but they couldn't drive back 1,000 miles in the school bus. So what they did is they hired a courier, and the courier brought the cat to them.
Oh, my God.
Now, you realize how expensive that was?
Oh, man.
That was a chunk of change.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all reunited.
Thank
and
goodness.
Living happily ever after.
Yes. Aw.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, you know what?
What?
It looks like we got out of Las Vegas just in time.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
There is a layer of snow all over everything.
I can't believe how cold it got there, too.
I know. It was real cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy weather. But it was fun being in Vegas.
Oh, it was so fun.
We were there for a couple of weeks, and we'd go up to the Strip, park at the Tropicana, and just walk the Strip.
Yeah.
And it's great exercise, plus the people watching.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you see a lot of characters there.
Yeah.
And they come out at night.
Yeah.
Now, remember the guy? There was a guy. This was funny. He was walking around. He had a bottle of whiskey in one hand.
Yeah. And
in the other hand, he had a margarita.
Yeah.
And
the whiskey bottle was open. And you're not supposed to be walking around with glass containers on the Strip.
I would imagine he got in trouble.
Yeah. You can walk around with like plastic containers or a plastic cup. But when you have glass, he had it in a, he had the margarita in a glass.
He had a glass bottle of booze.
And you could tell he was really messed up.
He was lit up.
He was just standing there. And it was like he'd be looking around and everybody's walking by him.
Nuts.
It was crazy. But oh my gosh. Okay, remember when we went to the MGM Grand?
Yes.
And when we were walking through there and we hit that lobby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did that bring back a memory?
Yep, that massive lobby.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, back in 1995 is when it started. We had an excellent adventure in Las Vegas.
Yes, we did.
But back in 1995, I was on the radio. I had a radio show, and it was called the Jeff and Flash Show. Flash was my newsman, and we knew Don King, the big fight promoter, because we were on the radio in Cleveland, and Don King lived in nearby Ashtabula, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, occasionally Don would call us, and we'd put him on the air, and he'd tell us about what the next big fight was going to be, and, you know, we kind of gave him a chance to really kind of hype the fight because he was a local guy.
Yeah.
So he calls us up one day and he starts talking about the big fight that's going to be happening this weekend with Mike Tyson, because Mike Tyson was getting out of jail in Indiana and he was going to go to Las Vegas and he was going to
have a fight
at the MGM Grand. All these celebrities are coming and Don King is going on and on and on and on. At the end of the phone call, Don King says, "Jeff and Flash, I want you. I'm inviting you to Las Vegas. It's all on me to see the fight. What do you think?" And we were like, wow, this is amazing. We'll call you back. We'll let you know. So we hang up with Don King. Flash says, "Hey, I've got two kids at home and I'm married and I there's no way I can go to Las Vegas and see a fight. You know, that's just not going to go over." So I said to Flash, I said, "Well, you know what? I said, maybe Patty will go and I'll go. But Patty is 6 months pregnant with Mackenzie." So I call Patty and I say, "Hey, you know, I don't know if you want to do this or not, or if you really can do it in a health conscious way, but we could fly to Las Vegas and see the Mike Tyson fight, and it's all on Don King. What do you think?"
I said, "Absolutely." I'd never been to Las Vegas.
No.
So it's like, yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, so she was in.
Uh-huh.
So I called back Don King. "Oh, yeah, no problem." He said, "Here's what you do." He said, "Get your airline tickets and fly to Las Vegas." He said, "Do it tomorrow and it's all on me." He says, "Go to the MGM Grand, check in, there'll be a room for you and tickets for the fight, everything."
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, man, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So the next day, sure enough, we had made all the arrangements, called the airlines and everything. Patty picked me up from work after it was done.
Yeah, I picked you up right after your show.
And we immediately went to the airport and flew to Pittsburgh, where we caught a flight to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really interesting. As we're walking through the Pittsburgh airport to get our connecting flight, I notice Patty had taken off her shoes.
Oh, I think I took them off on the airplane.
Oh, did you?
I think that's where it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
I don't think I was walking through the airport with a, with, I don't remember, though.
And here I am with a pregnant woman. She's barefoot.
Oh, my ankles and feet were so swollen.
Yeah, it was funny. So anyway, we get out to Las Vegas.
I think it was almost midnight by then.
Yeah, probably
was. You know,
was.
By the time we got there, because...
So what I did is we took a taxi to the MGM Grand, got all the luggage out, and put it right inside the door. And I told Patty, I said, "Just sit here on the luggage and relax. Take it easy. I'll get us all checked in."
Yeah.
Needless to say, there's a big crowd of people as we're coming in the MGM Grand. And I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on. So I go over and I give them my name. And sure enough, no room. No envelope of tickets. No nothing. Check my name, Kinsbach. Nope. Check a different spelling. Nope.
Nothing. Oh,
check Don King Productions. Nope. Nothing. So I'm thinking, oh man, has Don King totally forgotten about me? Am I going to get stuck with all these expenses? But I needed to get a room that night.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to convince the lady, I need the room tonight. I'll just, you know, use my credit card. She says, yeah, that's no problem. We have rooms. Meanwhile, I see Patty and she's waving her arms at me from the door in the middle of this crowd.
Yeah, so I'm waving my arms at him because in had walked Donald Trump, Marla Maples, and Marla was carrying Tiffany.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany was probably about 2 years old at the time.
Yeah, this is 1995.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they went over to the
check-in window, yeah.
Yeah, and they were down from Jeff, and I'm trying to get his attention to just look that way.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed that way, and he looked, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know.
And it was really funny, because the lady that was checking me in, she says, yeah, tonight, all the celebrities arrive, mm-hmm. and that's why there's a big crowd.
Yeah.
She says, people want autographs, they want pictures, and she said, these celebrities love to kind of walk in and have that, I guess, adulation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we were tired and worn out mm-hmm. and decided, let's just go up to the room. We'll figure out Don King tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we got up to the room. We had ourselves a good night's sleep, got up the next morning, and had to find Don King Productions.
Oh.
So I go down to the hotel. I go down to the concierge, and I ask, okay, where's Don King's office? They say, well, he doesn't have an office here. And I said, well, you know.
He's got to have something.
Yeah, you know, Don King Productions. I say, well, there's a trailer out back in the middle of the parking lot. That's where you might be able to find him. And I said, Don King Productions? A trailer?
In Are you sure?
Behind the MGM. What? Yep, that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I gather up Patty, and she's like, yeah, I want to go, you know?
Yeah.
So we walked all around the hotel and went out back to this little trailer. It was like a single-wide trailer.
Yeah.
And we walked in. Luckily, there was somebody there.
Uh-huh.
Don King wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I start pleading my case. Oh, hey, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I was invited by Don King and got to be reimbursed for my airline tickets, my hotel expenses, and I need tickets to the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, she called Don King. And he said, yes, give him everything he wants, you know, no problem.
Yeah.
But, boy, it was tough tracking him down and getting that all together.
Yeah.
So anyway, that night was the big fight.
Yeah.
So we go down to the arena in the MGM Grand.
Yeah.
And we wait in line because everybody has to go through a metal detector.
Yeah.
And you see some celebrities. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So some movie stars. And then we get inside and I'm thinking, man, this is going to be great. We're going to be ringside with all the movie stars.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong. How would you describe our seats?
We are in the nosebleed section.
Nosebleed section. So we go up to our seats.
Yeah.
We're just kind of watching everybody come in.
But it was interesting because you can still see the people down there. Oh, my gosh. Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Right. Uh-huh.
They come in and they sit down. Of course, Donald and Marla are down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All kinds of people.
Oh, yeah. And there were a lot of celebrities. I mean, Jack Nicholson, Michael J. Fox, Michael Douglas, Kelsey Grammer, Chuck Norris was there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was quite an event.
I know. We could see those people down there.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was so cool.
From our seats near the roof.
So. Well, we weren't all the way up. I remember we were like at the top section, but at the bottom of it.
Yeah. Still, it was far away.
It was.
But we were there.
Yeah, we were there.
That's all that matters.
And then.
Oh, yeah. The big introduction.
When he came out.
Yeah, he comes
to
out.
To go to the ring.
With his entourage.
Oh,
the music is playing.
He's got his robe on.
Everybody's standing up and screaming.
It was so exciting.
It was.
It was really, really cool.
It was a great moment.
It was.
And then the fight starts.
Yeah.
And the fight is over in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Tyson knocks the guy out, and that's the end of the fight.
That was it.
Next, we had to file out. And who would think leaving the arena would be such a big deal?
Oh, my gosh. That was quite an experience. There were tourists outside of the arena
mm-hmm.
lined up on both sides.
Yeah.
after you come out forever.
Yeah.
And waiting to see the celebrities coming out.
It was funny. It felt like we were on a red carpet or something.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody looked at us.
Right. They're like, oh, okay, we don't know them. They, you know.
Who's the guy with the pregnant woman?
Yeah, right.
All right. Where's Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Or Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine when they came out, people must have been just...
must have mobbed them.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But we were invited to the party afterwards.
Yes. Mike Tyson's celebration party.
Yes. He's back. He's out of jail.
And he won.
And he won. So the party was lavish.
Now, it was in the back parking lot.
Right.
Back then, it was just a huge parking lot. Right now, it's... it's a parking garage there now, but back then it was just a parking lot. And they took this whole section and they fenced it all in and they made a big party room.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was so nice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
All the food you could imagine.
Oh, and there's Mike Tyson walking around.
And he has two bodyguards.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, why does this guy need bodyguards?
I know.
He's tough, you know?
Oh, man.
Don't go messing with him.
I wanted a picture with him so bad, but it's like, oh, that was kind of scary.
Yep, so a lot of movie stars.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a lot of fun. Then it started to kind of rain a little bit, and we kind of had enough. We were tired. Patty was tired, too.
Yeah.
We thought, okay, let's head back to the room.
Yeah, let's go back to the room. Well, Donald and Marla were there, and they decided to go back to their room.
Yeah.
So we walked back together through the parking lot.
With them.
To go back to our rooms.
Yeah, it was really nice.
They were very nice.
You know, small talk.
It was a lot of fun.
Right. And, you know, no politics involved here or anything like that.
I mean, that was way before.
But that was 1995.
Yes.
So that was our little claim to fame in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I wonder if he would remember that time walking back after the party to the hotel with
us. Mike Tyson or Donald?
Donald.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
We're nobodies.
Who? When? What?
So we're almost out of time for our podcast here, but next week we're going to be back, and guess what? We have another change of plans in our itinerary.
Oh, yeah. Well, we originally wanted to go to Glacier National Park on our way back to Ohio.
But Chris and Linda from Whitefish, Montana, said to us in an email, don't come to Glacier now.
It's a little too soon.
Yes. Yeah, so is April. So is May.
Yeah.
And maybe even June.
Yeah.
They said that the famous Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park doesn't open until sometimes July 15th.
Yeah.
So they advised us to come in September.
Yeah. And a lot of the trails still have snow on them. So,
yeah,
we'll wait on that.
They live there and they have been in that park many times.
Mm-hmm.
And we really appreciate their advice. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
We also appreciate their invitation.
Yes.
I guess they have a 30-amp site set up in front of their house because they're RVers.
Uh-huh.
And they live on the Whitefish River.
Yes.
Will that be a treat or what?
Oh, that would be awesome.
It sure would. We're out of time. Have yourself a great week. Don't forget, you can follow us at rockingthervlife.com.
Also on Instagram at rockingthervlife. You can follow us on Facebook, but it's Jeff Kinsbach.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back next week with another episode.
Yep. Until then, stay safe and knock them out.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.